that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, breaking alert, fully vaccinated, about to see a tsunami of illness and death, warns virologist. Also, is the Phoenix rising or has Christ risen? I'm Pastor Gabe Blomgren. Welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And with you as right now, and certainly for a little bit more in the future, is myself. Caleb is on vacation. He's going to be in with us probably the beginning of next week, and he'll be talking to you guys. Thank you so much for being with us. We strive to hit the two most hard-hitting subjects, faith and politics. Such a dividing line in our nation right now over this stuff. But before we actually go there, and those of you who are actually very, very interested in virology, I'm going to do my very best to talk about some of this clot shot stuff. But before we hit that, let's go to our website, churchandstate.media. And Chris, can we put up right now, since we're going to be talking about immunity, we're going to be battling to be healthy. We have Dr. Zelenko products. People are actually buying that. It would be healthy after watching this show. Get yourself some of the health products that Dr. Zelenko offers. And yeah, right there, Z-Packs right there. ZMD. You can get Z-Packs, and I'm not talking about the kind that it's going to mess with your actual, you know, immunity through antibiotics. Dr. Zelenko has Z-Shield. He also has Z-Stack. You got gummy bears for your kids, for crying out loud. Check out some of these products. He is no longer with us. He actually passed away. He fought the battle, fought the fight. He's gone on, but his company still goes on. Dr. Zelenko and his products, many of you have seen some of his work. He's also been at the Reawaken America Tour with Clay Clark. Please, after listening to this episode, please look into it. Also type in that promo code Church and State to get a much better pricing. And then also it helps kick back to us. All right, we're going to get into this. We got 27 minutes and 45 seconds. So
let's get ready to rumble.
It is us against the New World Order. We're going to hit some hard-hitting stuff. You've ever been very interested in predictive programming? Towards the end of the show, we're going to talk about the Phoenix bird rising from the ashes. Also, we're going to be talking about how the Economist made a prediction years and years ago that 2018, we would be using something very similar to digital currency, something called the Stellar coin. It'll be interesting, Chris, if you've actually ever heard of this coin, because you know way more about Bitcoin than I do. Also, we're going to talk about a lot of news coming out right now from a doctor of veterinary medicine. I know some of you are thinking, well, he's a vet. His name is Gert Van den Bosch. We're going to talk about his statement. Before we get there, the news has said AstraZeneca. This is coming out of ndtv.com. If you could put that up on the screen, AstraZeneca drops COVID vaccine weeks after rare side effect report. For some reason, I cannot get this thing to load. Are you having internet issues? You're doing okay. This article, it's interesting. It was open a minute ago. AstraZeneca, I'm going to do my best to just rewind in my mind what I was reading. AstraZeneca, company out of UK, has released, it's very interesting that just weeks after it's basically the clotting of the blood. Thrombocytosis, I'm going off of memory because this page is in an opening, is a rare blood disorder that over 81 people have literally formally come. And I believe it's like $100 million lawsuit. I am so frustrated with my computer right now. Basically the UK company AstraZeneca is completely dropping the COVID vaccine. Now they're using the excuse that they're moving on to different basically batch, because they said the original only fights against the original immunities. So I don't know what to believe. Of course, I'm not going to believe what the press release is, but they've dropped it, and it's just now a few weeks after a major lawsuit has been opened against the company. Now, also, Pfizer and Moderna are also looking at some very hot water as far as people are coming out with lawsuits against them. I want to take you in next. Jim Ferguson, there's a post on X. Go ahead and put that up. This is very, very interesting. And this is probably the foundation for a lot of what we're going to be talking about. Jim Ferguson, I'm going to read this. This is a post on X. Breaking alert, fully vaccinated, about to see a tsunami of illness and death, warns virologist. World-renowned Belgian virologist Dr. Geert Vandenbosch has another warning for the public. The mass collapse of immunity among the fully vaccinated upon us. Wow, that is heavy. That is super heavy. A lot of you, you've seen already long COVID. Some of you have experienced it. What is that caused by? You can actually, those of you who want to later on, you can go to the Kunstler Cast podcast is where James Howard Kunstler interviewed him. It's KUNSTLER.com. That's episode 398. We're going to play a little bit of the audio here in a second. I'm going to continue reading on. He says, this is coming from Dr. Geert. The result of this coming wave of mass illness and death is sure to completely overwhelm the healthcare sector, not to mention the economy-wide impact in terms of eventual total economic failure and societal chaos. It will start to be noticeable, Bosch explained, with a spike in cases of what the system will dub as long COVID. We're already seeing that. Once those cases really start stacking up, then comes massive wave. This is the word wave of illness and death, which Bosch says is inevitable. He continues to say, you will see what will happen. For example, in the next coming weeks is more and more cases of serious long COVID, Bosch said. This was this episode was actually 1 week ago, so we're now the 9th. This was a week ago. He's saying you're going to see more cases of long COVID, is serious long COVID. They will start to replace the surge of cancers. Now we have a more chronic phase. So we're seeing a lot of blood issues, comorbidities such as high blood pressure, people having heart attacks, people, you know, basically now the trend right now is cancer. We're seeing these super cancers, Chris, pop up. Everybody's getting cancer and it's aggressive. Like they are dead quick. He says that we are going to see a wave of death in the area of cancer. Very, very interesting. He says it will end with a hyperacute phase, a huge, huge, huge wave. I've been studying this for 4 years now. I know what I'm talking about. He says back in 2022, he warned that the vaccinated are responsible for unleashing the end of Western civilization. This dude is saying it. We will have to build a completely new world, Bosch says, claiming himself to be one of the, if not the only person who understands the immunology behind all of this. Bosch says the coming crisis is imminent, meaning it will happen at any moment and likely take most of the world by surprise. The health collapse and crisis it brings will result in a total failure of the system, after which Bosch says we will have to build a completely new world. It is very, very, this is him as well. It is very, very clear that when this starts, our hospitals will collapse, Bosch warned. And that means the chaos in all kinds of layers of societal, financial, economic, you name it, will be complete. In other words, it would seem as though COVID is what really got the dominoes of the current world order falling. And by the time it gets to the end, all that will remain in ash and dust, from which a phoenix will then rise, is to create a new world order. It's very interesting. He brought that up, and I know this guy, he's a scientist, but we're going to go into the actual mythos of the phoenix bird for a bit in the show. And then we're also going to show some predictive programming going all the way back to Hillary Clinton's campaign. When she ran, she actually wore a very unique pin, a brooch that was a phoenix bird. So we're going to actually hit that for a little bit. His last statement is, it's very strange for me to make such statements, but I'm not hiding it because I'm 200%. He's 200%, Chris. Convinced. He's 200% convinced that this will happen. Bosch said ominously. I'm going to play just a little clip of his voice here. You can actually read the article if you were to go to Kunstler.com.
And of the vaccines and... that amount of data, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Dr. Vandenbosch, were you acquainted with Dr. Anthony Fauci before this thing happened? Had you met him or come into contact with him? And what, if so?
Not personally, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know him on a personal basis. Of course, I knew Fauci and I've seen him. I've been probably also in a couple of meetings together with him, but we never got to know each other in person.
All right. How does it aggravate the situation to add booster shots? To add booster after booster to this vaccination.
Question. And I'm just going to hold there for a second. Chris, have you heard of people who've had like their third booster and on their third, they like have extreme migraines?
Heard all kinds of horrible stuff.
Like, why would somebody keep doing the same thing over and over and over? It's like, why? Let's hit this again.
Yeah, well, it's I'm having the bad reputation of, so to say, making things complex. But as a matter of fact, things are very, very complex. So to give a simple answer to a very complex phenomenon, I would say the booster shots have primarily been accelerating the immune escape of the virus. So once we had Omicron, the immune escape of the virus was sustained and perpetuated by the vaccine breakthrough infections. Remember, when Omicron came, we had plenty, we have seen plenty of vaccine breakthrough infections. Well, now you have to bear in mind that, in fact, these vaccine breakthrough infections, they were just accelerating and perpetuating the immune escape.
So he even says that the boosters were accelerating the outbreak even more in some ways, as far as the morphing of the virus. You guys, like I said, you can listen to the whole entire interview. I love the fact that guy's accent, it just basically sells the fact that this guy is a virologist, by the way. So, like I said, if you would like to look up Dr. Gert Vandenbosch, now he's made predictions in the past that similar things would happen. They have not come to pass. I think the slippery slope that he's been predicting is at our doorstep. I do want to remind you guys, as we go into this next phase, because I'm going to spend the remainder of the time that we have talking about basically the New World Order plans. What is the tipping domino that's going to put that into the works? Those of us here at Church and State, we've advised you to really, really invest. I want to show you, go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, BH-PM.com. Check that out. Just put that up. I want you guys to understand there is a faux plan that the enemy has. It involves jumping off of the dollar. And we're going to show that there's some evidence that this has been going on for a long time. Like I said, the Economist magazine, I used to deliver the Economist magazine as a mailman. And this very, very cover, I remember seeing this because they did a remake of it, but the original cover was burning dollars and then a phoenix bird over the top. We'll hit that in a second. But those of you, please get prepared. See yourselves through this financial crisis by having silver and gold on hand. Checks bounce, cash burns. Gold and silver do not rot away. They are always going to be used. It will provide a basically a safety blanket or a net for your family to be able to pay your bills, to be able to do the things you need to do. Who knows where we're going? It's good to have some protection. We've said before, 20% up to 10%, 20% as little as 10% is what you should have on hand, representing your family's complete net worth. Multiply that by 10%. That's what you should have on hand at minimum. Okay. The phoenix bird. Let's talk about this. There's a YouTube video. We're going to pull this up. It's a mythological bird. It's very interesting that the Illuminists, they bank on this whole idea, Chris, of the afterlife. About a minute and 28 seconds is where we're going to cue this up. We're going to listen to this, basically the background of the story and the mythos of the bird. Go ahead.
Egypt. The most interesting legends refer to her reproduction. When her long life is over, and the bird feels her end is near, she makes a nest of branches of herbs and incense. According to some traditions, she sets on fire the nest she created, and afterwards she lays on the burning nest and another bird is created from her ashes.
Just for a sec. I hate going too far off a track, but those of you who've read the novel by Ayn Rand, which they, you know, Atlas Shrugged, really boring book. It's like massive novel. J.R. Tolkien, Ayn Rand was dating a Rothschild in the, I want to say like the 20s or 30s. But this book, Atlas Shrugged, is like a cookbook for what they want to do the financial reset. And it's basically steel magnates, magnets, not like, you know, people who are rich, railroad owners, company, men of industry. They are so tired in this novel of the drawing off of their wealth being taxed so hard that they intentionally destroy their own companies, thereby tipping the whole entire dominoes. So that whole idea has been around for a very long time, an intentional destruction of the economic system. And that whole concept of burning her own nest is what I'm getting to. She burns her own nest. Go ahead and push play, Chris.
Phoenix buries the previous one, placing its remains in an egg-shaped shell made from myrrh and incense, and taking them, with a procession of other birds flying around her, to the sanctuary at Heliopolis, where the priests of Helios, the sun god, will begin a solemn funeral rite. After this transient appearance in Egypt, the new young bird returns to Arabia, where she spends her long solitary life feeding on incense pearls, until she generates another specimen from her ashes. Herodotus and other Greek and Latin writers certainly knew, more or less directly, Egyptian sources about a similar animal, Bennu, sometimes reproduced on the bows of Egyptian ships, and related it to the daily cycle of the sun and the annual flood of the Nile. Astrologers, however, linked the story of her long life to the theory of the sidereal revolution. It is certain that in ancient Egypt, the equivalent of the phoenix was related to the worship of the sun, as well as to the idea of regeneration and life, and that these characteristics are repeated in classical mythology. Attempts of the ancients to identify the phoenix from mythology with a real bird were unsuccessful. We know that in the time of Emperor Claudius, a so-called phoenix bird was captured in Egypt and shown in Rome, but the identification was received with skepticism. This was the story of the phoenix
bird. Very interesting.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you, Chris. So now I want to show you The Economist magazine. If you could, Chris, you could actually type in cover of the magazine Economist with the Phoenix rising. I want to kind of just show a big image of this. This was back in 1988. And the date on this coin, when you see on The Economist, is 2018. So they were trying to do their whole agenda 2030, where they make their own predictions. A lot of times they fall short on their predictions because, you know, the works of the enemy, they don't always come out the way they want them, which was really good. One of the best things about Satan, Lucifer, all these guys is their pride is so big they can't even smell it on their nose. Go ahead and just pop up that image, zoom in on that. Has the 1988 prediction come true? Zoom in if you can. I want people to see The Economist magazine is like a highfalutin magazine for like people who are business people, investors. Go ahead and scroll up a little bit. That's the phoenix bird. And you'll see underneath the bird is money being burnt and this coin. And then that symbol, I want you to check the symbol in the middle. It's basically a circle with a slash going through it. And the date of 2018, go ahead and read the title. We'll scroll down a little bit. Get ready for a world currency. Now this came in 1988. Now we're going to queue up a video that talks about predictive programming. The name of the video is "You'll Be Shocked by the Prediction of This 1988 Magazine." This is, we're going to close out with this video. We're going to watch the full thing and just show you the plans of the enemy. Before actually we do that, I want you to see the Hillary Clinton brooch. If you can pop that up, Chris. Hillary Clinton wears a new pin that absolutely proves she's an Illuminist. Scroll down. This is back when she was running for president. She had a brooch like that right there, which is a gold. And that pearl is in the same position basically is that coin. You can see the coin there. Very, very, it's not a coincidence. The Illuminists believe that the out of the ashes, they want a form of eternal life, whether it's transhumanism or whether it's just simply being able to have the one world order that George Bush Sr. talked about. Go ahead and we'll play this video.
Know about predictive programming. It's like The Simpsons predicts everything, but it's not a prediction. It's just an agenda. They are showing us things that are going to happen in the future because it's an agenda that's playing out.
Since 1988.
Let's take a look at this magazine cover. This is from 1988. The Economist. Get ready for a world currency. The magazine cover shows a phoenix bird rising from the ashes of burning American money. At the center of the page, a bronze coin engraved with the words,
"Looks a lot like a Bitcoin, Chris."
2018 shines bright. The cover advertises the magazine's leading story, in which the author suggests a single unified currency could ease international financial woes. The article's author, anonymous behind an editorial team alias, envisages a modern world connected like never before.
Very interesting we have
yen,
that now.
Or dollar or rupee, the phoenix coin would dominate.
In 1988,
there would be
we
no
didn't have
need
an interconnected
for expensive
world.
International currency transfers or cumbersome money wires.
Pause it just
Everyone
for a second.
Everyone would be using
You guys got to remember, this was written in 1988, and it was written anonymously. Okay, go ahead.
Same coin, the phoenix coin. Check this out. I want you to take note of this logo, okay? When the movie Interstellar rolled out, the same logo is on the front cover of this movie. Now, what a lot of people don't know is this is the same logo for Stellar.
Crazy.
Or XLM, which is a cryptocurrency. So think about this for a second. In the second movie cover, Interstellar, they have Stellar highlighted right here. So, what do you think they're trying to tell you? Take another look. Maybe it's just a coincidence.
It's not.
Or maybe it's predictive programming at its finest. Predictive programming is a theory that the government or other higher-ups are using fictional movies or books as a mass mind control tool to make the population more accepting of planned future events. This was first described and proposed by researcher Alan Watt, who defines predictive programming as, "Predictive programming is a subtle form of psychological conditioning provided by the media to acquaint the public with planned societal changes to be implemented by our leaders. If and when these changes are put through, the public will already be familiarized with them and will accept them as natural progressions, thus lessening possible
public
resistance."
It's like a form of advertising before an event happens.
The most notable cases of predictive programming are the examples found in The Simpsons, The Dark Knight Rises, The Hunger Games, and The Oldest Being from Futility. 30 years from now, Americans, Japanese, Europeans, and people in many other
this
rich
is from
countries
the article.
And some relatively poor ones
He's literally reading
will probably
the article.
Be paying for their shopping with the same currency. Prices will not be quoted in dollars, yen, or D-marks, but in, let's say, the phoenix. The phoenix will be favored by companies and shoppers because it will be more convenient than today's national currencies, which by then will seem a quaint cause of much disruption to economic life in the late 20th century, says the first paragraph of the article. The Phoenix Zone would impose tight constraints on national governments. There would be no such thing, for instance, as national monetary policy. The world Phoenix supply would be fixed by a new central bank, descended
which we have
perhaps
now.
From the IMF. The world inflation rate, and hence, within narrow margins, each national inflation rate would be in its charge. Each country could use taxes and public spending to offset temporary falls in demand, but it would have to borrow rather than print money to finance its budget deficit. With no recourse to the inflation tax, governments and their creditors would be forced to judge their borrowing and lending plans more carefully than they do today. This means a big loss of economic sovereignty, but the trends that make the Phoenix so appealing are taking that sovereignty away in any case. Now listen to this. The Phoenix would probably start as a cocktail of national currencies, just as the special drawing right is today. In time, though, its value against national currencies would cease to matter, because people would choose it for its convenience and the stability of its purchasing power.
Pause it.
And now...
Already right now, some of you are thinking, well, why wouldn't I want this? This is going to be insurable. It's safe. Here's the thing, guys. You won't be able to pick and choose everything you're allowed to buy. They're going to, just like Chuck E. Cheese, tell you what you can and can't purchase. This is why you have to have silver and gold. You have to have other options. I'd tell you to get dollars if I thought that they would actually be of any value, but they're not going to be of any value. So the very same thing that Peter said to the man, silver and gold have I none, but what I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. At the time in the world, silver and gold was the currency. It still is. Go ahead. Oh, actually, the remainder of the Phoenix.
The most important part. The alternative to preserve policymaking autonomy would involve a new proliferation of truly draconian controls on trade and capital flows. This course offers governments a splendid time. They could manage exchange rate movements, deploy monetary and fiscal policy without inhibition. It is a growth-crippling prospect. Pencil in the Phoenix for around 2018. And welcome it when it comes. Interesting, huh?
Very interesting that we're living in a time right now. Clay Clark, we have just a few episodes ago, we had him on the show. We talked about this very same issue. America is coming into an undeniable crisis with the BRICS nations surrounding us with a gold-backed currency and cryptocurrency around the corner. Well, not to have a spirit of fear. I want to encourage you, those of you who listen to the show, whether by ACN, those of you who watch it right now by Facebook or Rumble, you need to share this show. You need to get people awake. You need to go and visit, whether it's somebody local, whether it's somebody that you know. It's you've got to get silver and gold. I don't know how many times I can say it. You have to prepare yourself for the oncoming onslaught. Jesus is definitely on the throne. They try to mimic eternity. They try to mimic longevity of life through transhumanism. I stand in this scripture. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. Remember this, he is on the throne, but we have to have the wise wisdom like the virgins that Jesus talked about. Their oil was full. Their lamps were ready to go for what was coming. I'm Pastor Gabe Blomgren. A calm does not suit me. On behalf of Caleb Collier, we were born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Synapse is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention church and state when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention church and state. It will get you the best prices It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.